being somewhat played at any given time. You know? It's just a probability job what note you're gonna hit next. And it's usually a G.
That's the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, the improbability drive. The more improbable it is, the more drive they get.
More what?
It's Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy with the improbable drive. The more improbable it is, the more drive they get.
That's a good combo. Makes life fun.
It's fine.
We gotta hit those ones. We gotta hit that one. Maybe shouldn't have taken more than you gave twice, you know? Alright, so I feel like the main thing that we gotta make sure is that figure out how to sync up on an ending and make sure it doesn't go too long.
Well, it's alright. That's where I'm
right,
going.
So Kurt's, yeah, Kurt's going to be like, it's all right. That's a lyrical cue. It doesn't have to end right there.
Well, I mean, just wrapping it up. And just give us the.
No, it's all right. When you hear that, I'm trying to wrap it up.
But I don't think it should be immediate. It should maybe like finish a thought or whatever, and then, or just get lead into. Maybe the it's all right is the lead into the crazy breakdown. You know.
And I'll do two verses. I'll wait around to see if a guitar is doing something. If they don't, I'll go into the next verse.
Two verse, solo, two verse, yeah. Six total? Six verses total?
Oh, no, there's one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, and then kind of a babbling interlude.
We'll call it eight. But for me, I feel like a lot of the times in the practices where it's gone on really long, I'm like, I fucking blew my load already. And now I feel stupid. So I'd rather know when, like, I'd rather know relatively when we're ending so I could save it for that point. You know what I mean? Because otherwise it goes back to a breakdown and then it's got to build up all over again. And that's how those things go for like 7 minutes.
This song probably should not go for 7 minutes.
No, which it's okay. It's been okay in the practice because we're just trying out different things. All right, so we'll say eight verses total. It's two and a solo.
Well, if I'm only doing one on one song, it's got to be Breathe.
Okay, yeah.
Sounds good on this one too.
We're gonna call it eight verses total. The last one's maybe a little. We'll be done over some craziness. So. Two verses and a solo four times.
Well, I guess you call it. Yeah. You always go with that.
You guys hear that? You guitar players hearing that?
No, yeah, I was busy.
Two verses and a solo four times, getting progressively crazier each time. Right?
Sure.
I think we all agreed that we liked the crazy ending.
Okay. Well, with this song, yes. With this song, yes.
This is a Captain
Beefheart portion. All right. Okay. Well, this will be take one. We'll do another one after the break.
All righty, folks. This was Big Joe Williams in 1935. Done in the stylings of the young Van Morrison and the Them in 1964. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go. Baby, don't go down to New Orleans, cause I love you so. Baby, please don't go. Baby, your man's done gone. Well, your man's done gone. Your man's done gone. Left the county farm, yeah, the shackles on. Baby, please don't go. dog. For a beer dog. For a beer dog. Get your way down here. Make you walk alone. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go down to New Orleans, cause I love it so. Baby, please don't go. Beer dog, for a beer dog, for a beer dog, get your way down here, make you walk alone, baby, please don't go. Feeling right now, my baby's leaving. Midnight train, and I'm a crying. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go down to New Orleans. I love you so. Baby, please don't go.
Both the tightest and the craziest version. That's where you want to be, you know? That's the one that we can practice to, you know?